بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Last week we discussed some of the objectives of making dua, and we mentioned in particular a very important point that the objective is of dua is not having your needs fulfilled alone. That is not the only objective to dua. Rather, there is so much more to dua than that. If our mindset remains that the only objective of dua is to fulfill our needs, then whenever we feel needy, we will make dua, otherwise we will not. When we feel I have a need, when I am in a spot of bother. But when a person realizes that dua is actually a very great ibadah, it's a very important way of getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's central to progress in deen. Then he will make dua day in, day out. And that is something we need to understand and we need to implement in our life. That dua should be part and parcel of our daily life. Now, how does a person bring dua into his life? So, of course, dua here, dua is not like many of the other ibadah. Many of the other ibadah, they have a farz aspect to them. Salah has a farz aspect to it. Deen has given us a structure that these are the five times farz salah. And then within that, it gives us detail as well. That with fajr as well as the two farz, unless you have a valid excuse, you perform two sunnah. With dhuhr, these are the extras. And then if you take it a step further, then you have more time. Okay, this is Salatul Ishraq, this is Salatul Duha, this is Salatul Awwabin, this is Salatul Tahajjud. So deen gives us a structure. And same with fasting. There is the fourth fasting, the fasting of the month of Ramadan. Or if a person has missed the fast of Ramadan, then Qadha. But then after that, deen has given us a lot of structure as well, that you want to fast more, then there are some fasts which are sunnah, Monday and Thursday, 13th, 14th, 15th of every lunar month. The day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram comes around. The first 9 days of Dhul Hijjah. Then after that, you want to fast beyond these sunnah days, then every other day is open for a nafal fast. But then in that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave advice as well. So those are just examples. Now in dua as well, there is a structure. It is not as fixed. Why is that? Because our deen is very unique. It's very well designed. The more you study deen, the more you appreciate it. So one thing our deen does is that it doesn't fix everything. Salah is fixed, you must perform this much. So in the same way, tilawa is fixed, you must do this much every day. Dhikr is fixed, you must do this much every day. Dua is fixed, you must do this much every day. Or if you want to, then this is the structure. And the reason for that is that deen has been designed for every person. So because deen has been designed for every person, it has to fit every person's lifestyle as well. There are some who are retired and they have plenty of time. And there are some who are working long hours. They just about managed to get the first salah in. And if you take it a step further, there are some in poor countries who work even longer hours, and at the end of the day, they just about managed to make it enough to put food on the table. So keeping the fact that people have different lifestyles, different schedules, deen has kept differences in different types of ibadah. I can go on and on and give details, but we have a topic to discuss. So for example, in dua, deen has given us some guidelines, but it's left it open a lot. Just like by tilawah of the Quran, deen does give us guidelines. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give guidelines as well, that this is how often you should do tilawah. This is, you shouldn't do, you should, you, this is, you shouldn't take it over the top. This is, you should do it regularly, etc., etc. But it's not totally fixed like salah. You must do it 5 times a day. So, how does a person bring dua with regularity into his life? So there are some points which we have listed here in chapter 3 in the notes on page 2, the last, which is still on last week's notes. That the first point, which is very easy, and rather these first 2 points fit together, is that a person should fix a time, a specific time for dua in his routine. We fix a time for tilawah of the Quran in our routine. Or we think, even if we haven't, then we understand that, yes, I should. So the intention is that inshallah I will. At the very least, when we go to some talk where tilawah of the Quran is emphasized, then we think that I should. We fix a time for dhikr tasbih nowadays. At the very least, we understand that it is important whether we do it or not. So in the same way, we should also fix a time for dua in our day. And a very easy option is that fix one of the 5 times salah. Because we have a habit of making dua after the 5 times salah as well, or we should. Later on, we will discuss the times when dua is accepted. Dua is accepted anytime, but there are some times when it is more readily accepted. And one of them is after the 5 times salah. So that's a prime opportunity to make a dua. So every one of us should fix a time in the day. For example, you know, every person can look at his own timetable. For example, I can look at my timetable and think, you know what? After Dhuhr, I don't have anywhere to go in a rush. I have plenty of time until I teach in the evening. So that is that. After I finish my Dhuhr salah, that will be my time for dua. And then after you have done that, then fix a time for yourself as well. I will make dua for at least 3 minutes. But at this moment, some of you may be thinking, 3 minutes, that's nothing. When you start on 3 minutes, you realize that our dua sometimes is less than 30 seconds. Because we have never understood that dua is a very important ibadah. If we're able to spend longer time in it, then it's very, very valuable. Our mentality has always been, my needs are finished, dua is done. So fix a time in the day, maybe after one of the 5 times salah, and fix an amount as well. Start easy. I'll make a dua for 3 minutes. And the purpose is that I want to strengthen this habit of dua. I want to strengthen the connection with dua. So every day I will make sure that I make dua for at least 3 minutes. Now some days, the 3 minutes might be filled very easily. And you might feel like making more dua, then go ahead and make more dua. But the other days, after 1 minute, you might feel like, what else should I ask for? And that's this side aspect, that is not something to worry about. Having days where you feel like doing ibadah more, and having days where you feel like doing ibadah less, is not something to worry about. It's part of the nature of a person. And it's a lengthy discussion. Sometimes there are factors that are our fault as well. That can also be the case. But you have gone into an environment today which was a very irreligious environment. Sometimes that can reduce the zeal temporarily. That is just one example. So there are things, but there can also be things outside our control. You're not feeling too well today. You're tired today. That's not something you've done wrong. So because you're tired today, you don't really feel like performing the Isha Salah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith that inna likulli shay'in fatratan wa likulli shay'in shirratan wa likulli shirratin fatratun. For everything there is a time of zeal, and for every time of zeal there is a time of laziness as well. Meaning that this is within the nature of a person, that sometimes he feels like doing it and sometimes he doesn't feel like doing it at all. So the fluctuation of this feeling is something to be expected. Yes, the more a person progresses in piety, the less the fluctuation is. So you and I, we might be feeling lazy 70% of the time, and 30% of the time we feel like performing salah. If a person progresses in spirituality, it will maybe 95% of the time he will feel like performing salah, and 5% of the time he will not feel like it. And even when he doesn't feel like it, the feeling won't be as strong, the laziness won't be as strong as when it is right now. But these fluctuations remain. And the reason for that is that these fluctuations are a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see that my servant, even when he doesn't feel like it, does he maintain his connection with me? So, if the feeling fluctuates inside, one day, I'm going with the example of salah because it's something we've experienced, that one day you really feel like performing salah, another day you don't. The feeling, the fluctuation is feeling is nothing to worry about. What a person should focus on is my amal the same? Yesterday I was really feeling, for the last 3 days I really felt like performing salah. So I performed salah, all 5 salah, and the sunnah mu'akkada as well. Today I don't feel like performing salah at all. But I didn't. But despite that, am I performing the 5 times for salah? Am I still performing the sunnah mu'akkada like I did in the previous 3 days? If you are, then understand that you're on track. Yesterday Isha, the last 3 days Isha, you really enjoyed yourself. You didn't want to leave the masjid. And today you can't wait to leave the masjid. But despite that, you still prayed your Isha as you did in the past 2 days. That is a sign that you're on track. In fact, some ulama have written that today, let's say, you know, yesterday you really felt like performing your Isha Salah and you performed it. And today you didn't feel like it at all. You struggled. You just about made it to the witr. So you and I, we think that, you know what, today Salah wasn't so valuable. And yesterday Salah was really valuable. That's what we think. You know, it was. Some ulama have written that today's Salah makes your spirituality progress more because there was more mujahada in it. Today's salah involved more mujahada because you didn't feel like it. So that mujahada which you carried out in performing Isha yesterday, you carried out more mujahada today. And the principle is, the more mujahada you have to do for an amal, the more you progress. The more reward you get, and the more you progress. So this is not something to worry about. This is because a lot of the time you think, oh, you know, my iman is weak. No, no, it's not necessarily a sign that your iman is weak. A sign that your iman is weak is you leave the amal. That is a sign your iman is weak. Because the feeling wasn't the same today, so you left Aisha Salah. That is a sign your iman is weak. So in dua as well, there will be days where, when you fix a time, there will be days where you can very easily fill 3 minutes. And there will be days where you struggle to finish 1 minute. But on those days as well, a person should make sure he fills those 3 minutes. How is he going to do that? If no more du'as come to mind after 1 minute, then carry on repeating the last du'a you read. Maybe the last du'a was, oh Allah, grant me Jannah. So carry on repeating that. Now you won't say, I will carry on repeating that for 2 minutes. No, no, you won't carry on repeating that for 2 minutes. Because after a bit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put something in your mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will realize that my servant, he wants to make a du'a. So even though nothing is coming to mind, he's still sitting in front of me. So sooner or later, maybe after a minute, maybe half a minute, Allah Ta'ala will put something else in your mind. And sometimes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put something in your mind that you'll realize that this is something really important. And if I hadn't sat here for another minute, despite nothing else coming to mind, this request which I had to make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have been left out. And I would have been at a loss. So this is something which a person should do to bring dua into his life. He should fix the time. And like I said, it's 3 minutes. Who can say that they can take out 3 minutes? If you can't, and whichever time a person feels appropriate, those who go for work, of course, you know, throughout the work day, maybe at the end of the work day, maybe after the Isha Salah. So a person should fix the time. And fix the time in the day, and then fix a length of time as well. Start with 3 minutes. Or if someone thinks that's difficult, start with 2 minutes. And then when you get the hang of 2 minutes, if you make this a habit, then initially you may struggle to fill 3 minutes. But if you stick to it after 1 week, after 2 weeks, then you will realize that 3 minutes are very easily filled. You will realize that 3 minutes are very easily filled. Because your fitness is increasing, your stamina is increasing. Then you can increase it to 4 minutes. I said previously as well that incidents we hear about pious people of the past, they used to make long, long dua. So they were humans like you and I. And it wasn't the case that they went from zero to hero. But they suddenly were able to start. No. They also progress slowly. Progress happens slowly. So we also need to bring dua into our life. And this is one method that is very beneficial and very easy to do amal upon. So that is one method that we can use to bring dua into our life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to make dua to Him regularly. Ameen wa akhiru da'wan. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.